गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन 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 यमुना तीरवन चारी। यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री हरि राम संकीर्तन की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम महापुराण की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांडस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम जय श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय। टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 9 एंटाइटल्ड ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न्स होम टेक्स्ट नंबर 46-47। सो टेक्स्ट 46 आई विल बी रीडिंग एंड टेक्स्ट 47 वी विल रीड इन अ रिस्पॉन्सिव वे। सुरुचिस्तम समुत्थाप्य पादाव अवनतम अर्भकम परिश्वज्जा जीवेति बाष्प गदगदया गिरा। सुरुचि द यंगर मदर ऑफ ध्रुव महाराज seeing that the innocent boy had fallen at her feet, immediately picked him up, embracing him with her hands, and with tears of feeling, she blessed him with the words, "My dear boy, long may you live." So text 47 we'll be reading. Yasya prasanno Bhagavan, gunair maitryadibhir harihi, तस्मै नमन्ति भूतानि निम्नमाप इव स्वयं। यस्य प्रसन्नो भगवान् गुणैर्मैत्र्यादिभिः हरिः तस्मै नमन्ति भूतानि निम्नमाप इव स्वयं। यस्य प्रसन्नो भगवान् गुणैर् मैत्र्यादिभिः हरिः तस्मै नमन्ति भूतानि निम्नमाप इव स्वयम्। यस्य प्रसन्नो भगवान् गुणैर् मैत्र्यादिभिः हरिः तस्मै नमन्ति भूतानि निम्नमाप इव स्वयं। यस्य प्रसन्नो भगवान् गुणैर्मैत्रादिभिः हरिः गुणैर्मैत्रादिभिर्हरिः तस्मै नमन्ति भूतानि निम्नमाप इव स्वयं। माताजिस् यस्य प्रसन्नो भगवान् गुणैर्मैत्र्यादिभिर्हरिः तस्मै नमन्ति भूतानि निम्नमाप इव स्वयं। यस्य एनीवन् विथ् हूम् प्रसन्नः इस् प्लीस्ड् भगवान् द पर्सनालिटि आफ् गाड् हेड् गुणैः बै क्वालिटीस् मैत्री आदिभिः बै फ्रेण्ड्शिप् एट्सेट्रा हरिः लॉर्ड हरि तस्मै अन्टु हिम् नमन्ति ऑफर रिस्पेक्ट भूतानि ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज निम्नम टू लो ग्राउंड आपः वाटर इव जस्ट एज स्वयं ऑटोमेटिकली। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ट्रांसलेशन unto one who has transcendental qualities due to friendly behavior with the supreme personality of godhead all living entities offer honor just as water automatically flows down by nature. Purport: the question may be raised in this connection, why Suruchi, who was not at all favorably disposed towards Dhruva, this is earlier, blessed him, long may you live, which means that she also desired good fortune for him. The answer is given in this verse. Since Dhruva Maharaj was blessed by the Lord, due to his transcendental qualities, everyone was bound to offer him all respects and benediction, just as water by its nature flows downward. A devotee of the Lord does not demand respect from anyone, but wherever he goes, he is honored by everyone throughout the whole world with all respect. Srinivas Acharya said that the six Goswamis of Vrindavan are respected throughout the entire universe because the devotee, having pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all emanations, automatically pleases everyone, and thus everyone offers him respect. So very beautiful incident that happened, that Suruchi is the cause of Dhruva Maharaj leaving home and becoming angry and dejected and morose. And same Suruchi who used harsh words to Dhruva Maharaj and caused him pain, although he was 5 years old, when he was God realized, came back home, same Suruchi is offering him benedictions with these are genuine benedictions, not that she is just, okay, now you are offering obeisances, I have to say something. it's mentioned that Bashpa Gadgadaya Gira, that means her voice was choked with emotion, and she said, long may you live. So these were heartfelt benedictions given by Suruchi to Dhruva Maharaj. Unto him she was not favorably disposed earlier. What is because favorably disposed? She was criticizing him, you know, offending him, kind of cursing him to die. Yeah. And now same Suruchi is saying long lives. Like, you know. So what made this transformation? I mean, the transformation in Suruchi was brought about by transformation in Dhruva. So because we want to see a happy world around us. So the transformation should happen in our own heart. So that we will touch upon this point in today's discussion. I'll just So what is it that a devotee is respected by all, whether the other people may be devotees or may not be devotees, but they still feel like giving respect to a devotee of the Lord. So I was hearing one Srila Prabhupada lecture yesterday only, and he was mentioning that a very beautiful point. He said that quality of the devotees is titikshava karunika surudam sarvadehinam ajata shatrava shanta sadava sadubhushana. Because the devotee is tolerant, he is humble, he is compassionate, karunika, and surudam sarvadehinam, he is well-wisher of everyone. And because of which, because of this positive vibrations towards others, just like even a child can understand, if somebody is favorably disposed towards him, somebody who is well-wishing towards him or not. So similarly, even somebody may not be in devotional service, but he understands that this person genuinely wishes well for me. And that commands a particular disposition in his heart towards that devotee. It's a reciprocal relationship. A devotee genuinely wishes well for all living entities, and in the reciprocation, naturally, automatically, just like it is mentioned, nimnamapa iva swayam, just like water naturally flows towards the lower potential. So similarly, when a devotee is very humble, very tolerant, and very well-wishing towards others, then others automatically give him respect, although he doesn't demand any respect from anyone, or he doesn't expect any respect from anyone, or he doesn't desire also any respect from anyone. So why a devotee is surudam sarva dehinam? Because he is serving the supreme surudam sarva dehinam, who is Supreme Lord. In 5th chapter, 29th verse, Krishna says, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram surudam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam shantim ruchati. So because Krishna is well-wisher of all, there is a nice incident that one of the devotees, he was an artist, and he was painting a portrait of Queen of London, Queen of England. So he kept Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita in front of her, because how long she will sit without moving or doing anything, because people feel bored even if they are getting sketched. So he kept Bhagavad Gita as it is. So she opened this book, and she came to this verse 5.29, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam. And she said, wow, this is so amazing, because the purport said Krishna is friend of all. Krishna is friend of all. So she was amazed by this statement by Srila Prabhupada, that wow, Krishna is friend of everybody inside the entire universe. So she was appreciating Prabhupada. And this artist, he went to Prabhupada, and he said that, the queen was glorifying you. And Prabhupada didn't care much, so he was, for him, the queen and ant are the same. So Prabhupada said, so what did she say? So this devotee artist, he said that Prabhupada, she was saying that she appreciated your statement when you wrote that Krishna is a friend to all. Prabhupada said, that's all right, but you should also become friend to Krishna. It's not sufficient that Krishna is friend to all. Friendship is a reciprocal relationship. You should also be friendly towards Krishna. So that's Prabhupada's response. So we see that Krishna is friendly to all living entities, and due to being loving servants of Krishna, The devotees are also very friendly towards all living entities. And what is their friendliness? Is it like, oh, hi, good morning, like that kind of friendship? You meet them, greet them, and then you forget about them. So no, that friendship is that they want all the suffering souls to straighten up and fly right and go back home, back to Godhead. So that's their friendship. A friend doesn't just officially, a goody-goody person who will just be good to you. He is really genuinely wishes well for us, and he really, if he sees us in distress, he wants to relieve our distress. So that's what we see in the life of all the great acharyas. For example, we see in the life of Vasudeva Datta how he was always praying for the deliverance of all conditioned souls, because the conditioned soul doesn't know that he is suffering. Something like a mad person, if he's kept in asylum, he bangs his own head on the wall of the prison and he sees his blood and he becomes happy and he starts laughing. So he doesn't understand that he is suffering. But the doctor understands that, oh no, this is not good for him. Like, this is completely lunacy. So similarly, a devotee, he understands that all the suffering souls who are suffering in this world, trying to be master of this world, just like one time Prabhupada, there was one cockroach in his almirah. So he took that cockroach out, he went towards window and he threw that cockroach out, and before throwing him out, he said that, here, now I give you the whole world to enjoy. So because every conditioned soul, I have the tendency to see the world as, you know, something that I need to exploit, or it's there for me to exploit, or it's there for me to enjoy. And that mentality is there from Brahma to insect. Okay, we are not considering here the pure devotee part of Brahma. Brahmaji as a post. And right till a small insect, everybody has that same mentality. And devotee being friendly, Maitri Adibi, what is his friendship? He wants to correct this mentality of his friend so that he doesn't suffer in the future and reaches his right destination. So this Vasudeva Datta is one of the prime associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking him, ask me some benediction. So when a devotee like Vasudeva Datta is asked to ask for benediction, so what does he pray? So this is what he is praying. Jagatarite Prabhu Tomar Avatar, Mora Nivedano Eko Karaha Angikar. O Lord, because you have appeared to deliver the fallen souls, please hear this request. Karite samartha tumi hao dayamay, tumi mana karatabe anayase hai. And because you are capable of doing this, I am asking this benediction from you. What is that benediction? Which will shock all of us. Jivera dukkha dekhi mora rudaya vidare, sarva jivera papa prabhu deha mora shire. He is saying that seeing the people suffering all over the world, mora rudaya vidare, my heart becomes shattered. Sarva jivera papa prabhu deha mora shire. So let me propose this. So let me have the account of, let transfer the all sins of all the people on my head. So Lord may be saying, do you know what it means? transferring soul sins on your head. He says, yes, I am quite aware of it and I am ready for it. Jivera papa laya mui karo naraka bhog, sakala jivera prabhu ghuchao bhava rog. So he's saying, what I will do is, I am ready to suffer for them. Like, but But you remove their bhavarog, their diseased condition, you remove that. Etashuni Mahaprabhu Chitta Dravila, Ashru Kampa Swara Bhange Kahite Lagila. So hearing that, Mahaprabhu started shedding tears and his voice choked up. And he said to Vasudeva Datta, Tomara Vichitrana Hetumi Sakshat Prahlad, Tomara Upare Krishner Sampurna Prasad. There is no wonder that you are asking such a thing. Because you are Prahlad in your previous life. And Prahlad Maharaj also asked a similar thing to Lord Narasimha Dev. He said that I don't want liberation until the last soul of this universe gets liberated and goes back to your lotus feet. Krishna sai satya kare yai mage brutya. Brutya vancha purti vinu nahi anya krutya. What is Krishna's job profile? Krishna sai satya kare yai mage brutya. Krishna has only one task at his hand. And he is not multitasking. There is only one task that he is doing. What is that? To fulfill the desire of his devotee. Brutya vancha purti vinu nahi anya krutya. And he has no other task. And so your desire will be fulfilled. You want to deliver all people. And Krishna will fulfill that. Why? Brahmanda jivera tami vanchele nistar. Vina papa bhoge habe sabara uddhar. Because you desired their well-being. So without suffering, they'll be delivered. And then, asamarthana he Krishna dhare sarva bal. Toma keva kene bhunja ibe papa phal. He said, what do you think? Krishna is incapable that he needs to transfer somebody's sins on your head in order to deliver them? No. Asamartha nahe Krishna, dhare sarvabal. He is all powerful. He can do anything. So, and after all, why would he make you suffer for all? Although you desire like that, but he won't make you suffer. Toma keva kene bunjaiba papafal. Tumi ya rahita vancha seha ila Vaishnav. Vaishnavera papa Krishna dura kare sav. Whoever you wish well for, Krishna will directly make him Vaishnav. Krishna will directly make him devotee. And once he becomes devotee of Lord, then Krishna will remove all his sins automatically. There is no extra endeavor on Krishna's part to deliver living entities. Tomara iccha matre habe brahmanda mochan sarva mukta karite krishner nahi kichu shram. So this is Vasudeva Datta's mood, that he wants all devotees, all people's sin on his head so that they will be delivered. And Krishna's mood is that why should you suffer for them? Because simply by your wishing well for them, I will make them devotees. And once they are devotees, automatically they will accrue sublime qualities, and automatically their sins will be destroyed. So this is one reason why a devotee is always respected by others, because he is ever well-wisher of everyone. Another thing mentioned in this verse is gunai maitri adibhir harihi. So Lord becomes happy with his qualities, including friendship, humility, tolerance, and so many other. So yesterday only I was reading Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who is, Prabhupada calls him the Acharya of Madhura Rasa. So he says that I am like a dog who is standing at the doorstep of his master, that means other Vaishnavas, and I am depending on their remnants. And they are my masters. And that gives me the title Vishwanath. He says, what is the meaning of Vishwanath? He says that Vishishtha Shva Iva Nathati Iti Vishwanatha. Vishishtha means special. Shva means dog. He says Vishwanath means special dog. Nath, who has a master. So it's and the disciples of Prabhupada, they write in commentary that this is the perfection of Vaishnava humility. So uttam haya Vaishnava apana ke heen kari mane. So although Vaishnava is such a high caliber like that of Vishwanathacharya Thakur, he is using this as a pun, like you know to to me this is who is Vishwanath dog, a special dog because he gets the remnants of his masters. Who has a master? Vishwanath. So such qualities of devotees make them automatically likable, lovable, amiable to all living entities, no matter what rung of the society they come from. So similarly, Prabhupada writes here that six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were dear to all people. Dhira dhira janapriya. They were dear to sober and they were dear to those who were impatient. Both kinds of people. So one thing Prabhupada mentions that because they are pleasing Krishna, they are dear to all. So it's not that a devotee, I will just mention one Prabhupada anecdote here, which makes it even more clear why, how a devotee deals with the world. That makes the world respectful towards him or friendly towards him. It is mentioned in our scriptures that yatha toror mool nishechanena trupyanti tatskanda bhujopashakha pranopahara cha yathendriyanam tathaiva sarvarhanam achyute ijya. It's like just like when you water the root of the tree, all the branches, the flowers, the fruits, all get the nourishment. Similarly, if we serve Krishna, automatically the whole world becomes happy. Yasmin tushte jagat tushtam. So similarly, we don't have to separately water each and every leaf and fruit. That will be highly inefficient. And another example is given is that of just like simply by feeding to the stomach, the fingers get energy, the brain gets energy, all the organs get energy. So similarly, simply by serving Krishna or God, we serve the whole world. Automatically, the whole world becomes happy. Just like there was one hippie girl who was sitting in audience, and Prabhupada was giving lecture. And that girl said, "But Swamiji, are there not many ways to please God?" So Prabhupada said, "No. There is only one way." Prabhupada was talking about devotional service, how by devotional service Lord is pleased. So she was saying, "Aren't there many ways to please God?" So he says, "No, only by devotion you please God. Just like there is only one way of eating, like this. You don't eat like this, or you don't eat like this. You know, there is only one way." So similarly, there is only one way of pleasing Lord by offering a heartfelt devotion to God like that. And when one serves other living entities, that is like his that compassion is overflow of love towards Krishna. That compassion only makes sense. Compassion towards other living entities only makes sense if that compassion is an overflow of his love towards Krishna. Otherwise, that compassion becomes like mundane compassion. What Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if some person is drowning and if you save the cloth of that man, is it compassion? So it's not compassion, it's foolishness. We have to save the person because the person is drowning. So similarly, the real compassion means the compassion that overflows from heart because of flooding of love for Krishna or for God. Then it's real compassion, just like Vasudeva Dutta, because he is completely in love of God, he is able to pray like this, that let all souls be delivered, I will take their sins, like you know. So just like the example is how Draupadi pleased Krishna by offering him a leaf, and all the 60,000 disciples of Durvas, including Durvas, felt completely fulfilled. At least their tummy was fulfilled, completely filled. So that's how we see that how by serving the root, the whole tree gets benefited. So this is very, very nice anecdote shared by Her Grace Jadurani Mataji. She was painting for, based on instructions of Srila Prabhupada, different pictures. Many pictures that we see in our Krishna book or Bhagavatam, they are painted by Jadurani Mataji under the instruction, direct instructions of Srila Prabhupada. And she says, for every picture, she would have 1,000 questions. Like, you know, like if she is painting Ramananda Rai, she would ask what age he is, what does he wear, how his expressions should be, like does he have a turban, like what should be the setting, should I paint the river behind, like, you know, what should be the background. So she would have 1,000 questions like that, because she was a perfectionist kind of thing. She wanted everything perfect, like, you know. And she was also studying many great artists of past. So she asked once Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, do we need to become a great artist before we paint for Krishna? Because we want to offer our best to Krishna, right? So do we first need to become experts in our domain before we start serving Krishna? Prabhupada said, no need. Whatever you have, you start engaging in Krishna service, and Krishna will give you the needed expertise. He said, just like that, just like this preaching, Prabhupada said that, just like your neighbor is speaking some different language, and you see, you realize that your neighbor is sleeping in his house, and his house has caught fire. Will you wait to become expert in his language before waking him up? You know, or you'll just frantically cry out and, you know, waking him up and, you know, rushing to his house, and whatever way you can, you will just make him understand that his house is on fire, like, you know, just get him out, like, you know. So similarly, this preaching, we don't have to become expert in understanding and relating with others. But rather, seeing our desperation, you will understand that, you know, the matter of urgency and emergency. Just like Prabhupada gave one example that which he personally saw, there was a British owner of a cloth shop, and there was an Indian servant who was working who didn't know English. And suddenly, many monkeys rushed inside the shop, and they did all mess, like they tore apart the cloth and everything else. The whole shop was a mess. And this British owner, he came back to his shop, and he was very angry. What happened? Like, you know, and he looked angrily at his servant, and servant was frantically saying, he started jumping like a monkey, like, you know, because he didn't know what to say. Monkey sir, like that. And the owner understood what happened, like, you know. So Prabhupada said, similarly, when there is urgency, one doesn't have to become expert in other person's language, or, you know, whatever one knows, you know, he just express it. So he said, whatever expertise you have, you just express it. And that your sense of urgency reflected in your pictures of Krishna will appeal to people to take to Krishna consciousness seriously. And then he said that, because Jadurani Mataji, she said that, because I wanted to become very expert, because she saw that she was studying Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci, their paintings, and how, what kind of strokes they use, and, you know, those things. So she was thinking that, because she saw that when their pictures are in exhibition, you know, many people line up to take 2 minutes of darshan of their pictures. So she thought that, okay, I will also paint such pictures for Krishna, so that people will line up and they will take, you know, darshan of Krishna, like that. So Prabhupada said that you don't have to study previous great artists, because what these artists are doing, they are trying to please the senses of people. Prabhupada said, you don't have to please the senses of people. We are here to please the senses of our previous acharyas and senses of Krishna. Don't try to serve the senses of people, because people are fools, Prabhupada said. They don't understand. So this is the difference between compassion towards people and serving the senses of people. So this anecdote is very nice example, is that we want to help people, but we don't want to please their senses, because they don't know what is their good for them. So this is regarding how a devotee, by serving Krishna, and because of serving Krishna, he pleases everyone, and because of his love, overfloods and comes out of as compassion, that benefits all the people of the world. Just like one nice incident where Tripurari Maharaj, Prabhupada used to call him, incarnation of book distribution. So he once asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, what should I say to people? Devotees, book distributors come to me and they ask me, what should I say to people to convince them to buy the books or to purchase the books?" Prabhupada said, "What do you tell them?" Prabhupada didn't answer. Prabhupada said, What do you tell them? What advice do you give them?" So Tripurari Maharaj said that, "No, I tell them that you read the books." And then when you read the books, you have something substantial to share with others. And then you go out and distribute books. So Prabhupada said, "Yes, that's our mood." He said that we don't advertise our books. Our book distribution is overflow of our love for the books. When we are engrossed, we are absorbed in the book. We want to share with other people that, "Oh, do you know, I have something very important." And then he understands, yes, there is something genuine substance in this Krishna consciousness. And then he is attracted to Krishna, and then he purchases book and sells himself for the book for the sake of being devotee of Krishna. He becomes sold out. The book doesn't become sold out. The person becomes sold out. So and we have to understand that sometimes people say that, "Oh, by coming to Krishna consciousness, our demeanor changes. We become little aloof from the society, kind of holier than thou attitude, comes." But that's not really true. One devotee was asking me, one brahmachari, he was saying that his sister was complaining about her in-laws, because they didn't like that she's chanting and she's wearing tilak, and they thought that she is kind of thinking herself to be better than her family members. So what should I be doing? So the so I my take on that was, it's a natural defense system actually. When one takes to pure life, it's a natural defense system that one wants to become little aloof from society. That's very natural. That's not abnormal. Because we want to protect our faith, we want to protect our principles, we want to run by our principles. So there is, before we become mature, and we know how to maturely deal with others, and how maturely respect others, and maturely deal with them so that they become interested in Krishna consciousness. Before that, we need to protect our Krishna consciousness. It's very similar to, let's say we plant a fruit tree. Before it becomes ready to bear fruits and becomes beneficial to others, there is a period where it needs to be protected from stray animals who will just bite out its leaves and other things. So it needs a kind of what is it called? Fencing. So this fencing is actually good for the tree and for people, both. Like, because this fencing will keep it protected so that once it bear fruits, there is no longer fencing required. Like, people will the tree will give out its fruit when the proper time comes. So similarly, in the beginning stage, one may need to be aloof from a bad company or not so favorable company, because we don't know how to deal with them like that. But ultimately, they will understand the sincerity of purpose, and they will appreciate the sincerity of purpose. And if they're fortunate, they will accept our sincerity of purpose. So that's because when a devotee he is trying to surrender to Krishna, the whole world actually helps that devotee. I read one place that even demigods become favorable to him. Prabhupada says there is a what is it? There is an unspoken agreement, between Krishna, devotee, and demigods. We can include all the world there, in demigods also. So there is unspoken agreement between devotee, Krishna, and the world, world around, we can say. One reason why a devotee is friendly towards others and others become friendly towards him is because yasman nodvijate loko. Because the devotee minds his own business, and he doesn't poke his nose into others' business. So therefore, people are happy with him, and he's also not disturbed by people. And finally, I would like to come to this conclusion that how to do the best benefit to entire world, including all the conditioned souls, including us, because we also, to the extent we don't see Krishna, and to this extent we don't see our own self, to the extent we are also conditioned souls. So so the best way to help ourselves and to help others and to express our friendliness towards others is Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan. Yuga Dharma Pravartayamu Harinam Sankirtan Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhuvan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the best viable process of helping others in this age of Kali is Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva Gatiranyatha. So the best way we can help others is, first of all, increase our own chanting, the quality and the quantity, as Srila Prabhupada would say, that the quality and quantity of our chanting. And when we, our chanting, the japa, it becomes more and more of better quality, then our sankirtan becomes of our better and better quality. And when one does sankirtan, Harinam sankirtan, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that sincere cry for Krishna definitely has a profound effect on the consciousness of people around. So doing Harinam sankirtan or chanting in front of Lord or chanting our japa has a profound effect not only on our consciousness but the consciousness of the entire world. So I don't have much time, but I would have read something from this. Is okay, I'll just briefly go through it. So this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to Haridas Thakur, and he's saying that Haridasa Kali Kale Yavana Apar Gro Brahmane Hinsa Kare Mahaduracharya. I am pained to see that so many people of this world, they are becoming atheistic, they are becoming immoral, so my heart becomes worried about them. So Haridas says, Haridas kahe prabhu chinta na kariha yavaner sansara dekhi dukkha na bhaviha. He says that please do not be distressed, because people, even if they chant Lord Ram's names, Lord Krishna's names, what is that? Sanketyam, Parihasyam, Va, Sobam, Helanam, Eva, Va. Even if they don't chant unintentionally, still they will get the benefit of chanting holy name. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, okay, what about the sthavar jangam, the moving and non-moving entities which cannot chant? Like for example, dogs and hogs and insects. So Haridas Thakur says, Haridasa kahe Prabhu se krupa tomar, sthavar jangam aage kariya cha nistar. Tumi e kariya chiye I uccha sankirtan, sthavar jangam e rahe I haita shravan. When you chant loudly this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then even the dogs and hogs and insects, they hear this Mahamantra and their consciousness becomes, you know, I heard this in one devotee was saying that when Mahaprabhu would do Sankirtan, you know, he would directly bring people to the platform of Prema, like, you know. But when Vasudeva Datta desired that Brahmanda, so what about those who did not hear Mahaprabhu Sankirtan? That devotee was mentioning, I don't know the source, but he was mentioning that, you know, those who had the Sankuchit consciousness, their consciousness became Vikasit. Those who had Vikasit consciousness, when Vasudeva Datta prayed for the entire deliverance of entire Brahmanda, so we may be wondering, oh, I might be somewhere in the Brahmanda. Why am I not yet liberated? Like, you know. So the understanding given by that devotee was, so whoever, wherever we were, those who had shrunken consciousness, their consciousness become budding consciousness. The trees have shrunken consciousness. The animals, insects have budding consciousness. The human beings have blooming consciousness. And the human beings who have developed Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, they have fully blown consciousness. So those who had shrunken consciousness, their consciousness became budding consciousness. Those who had budding consciousness, their consciousness became blooming consciousness. Those who had blooming consciousness, their consciousness became fully blossomed consciousness. So this is Harinam Sankirtan, which increases the Ajnat Sukruti of people who hear us without even their knowledge. Because Prabhupada would say that just like fire will burn no matter one has knowledge or doesn't have knowledge. Or the medicine will act no matter one has knowledge or doesn't have knowledge. So, but for that matter, we need to increase the quality and quantity of the chanting. And then by this Harinam Sankirtan, as Mahaprabhu would say that he appeared to flood this world with this chanting of holy name. So that chanting, just last point, what kind of Sankirtan will have the effect in society? That chanting should be pure. It should be based on the proper Sambandha Tattva, Abhideya Tattva and Prayojan Tattva. And it should be Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, only for the pleasure of pleasing Shishi Radha Krishna, and without any desire for name, fame, prestige, or any desire for musical entertainment. So that kind of chanting will have definite profound effect, and that will be really the expression of friendliness towards all living entities who are our fellow brothers, and we can do good for ourselves and we can do good for others. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.